In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We ask from God that He continue to say needed words. I read the book of Acts, chapter 25. However, I admit that I worship the God of our ancestors as the follower of the way which they call us. I believe everything that is in accordance with the law that is written in the prophets, and I have the same hope in God as these men themselves, as that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and strive always to keep my conscience clear before God. This is the central part of Apostle Paul. This takes us to the courts. Paul has returned from his mission trip to Jerusalem. Through many phases, he went through Middle Asia. Was saying goodbye to them. He was describing the future times he knew, and he told that he might not be seeing those people anymore. It was safe way how he was saying the farewell. He ended his speech, "I leave you now. Under the God's grace, which is strong to build you and give the inheritance for everyone." He meant that no matter how the time is, safe in God. After the travel to sea, he came to the coast and the travel further to Caesarea and to Jerusalem. Paul's task was to send money to the growing congregation of Jerusalem. We could say Jerusalem's Arvai. There were a lot of believers from Jewish. And the congregation took him happily. And he agreed that he make some one sacrification in temple of Jerusalem. There were Jews who came from Asia, and he rebelled. And he were accusing to him, mocking of God, rebellion, and they attack him. And there were army men who came to take him. And they stopped beating him totally. Paul asked if he could talk to these people a couple of words. And he promised Paul to speak. He thought that his rebellion from Egypt, and he was surprised that he was speaking fluent Greece. And he was asking where is he from, and he told them. And he got the permit to talk. And he's speaking fluent Hebrew. Paul was speaking several languages. He was also speaking Aramea. And they quieted down when he was speaking Hebrew and told his whole story, that he has been the Nazareth. He has been harassing this sect, and God stopped him, and people were listening quiet. But when he tells that he got the vision in Jerusalem, and he was asked to go among to pagan and to preach the gospel, then they started making a loud noise. They were thinking that they Paul was saying that he has Roman citizenship, and he has born to be Roman. He inherited that one from his parents, and this continues. There were 40 men who were deciding that they don't eat and drink before they kill Paul, and they asked that Paul should bring again to the council. So they took a lot of people to send Paul to Caesarea, where he's writing a letter to Paul was sent to governor, and Paul's friends were hired so they were accusing Paul of many things. And Paul is able to speak on his behalf, and he's saying that this is not true, that it's only 12 days that I've left from Caesarea to Jerusalem, and I have been five days here. No one has met me arguing in the street or striking or making any troubles. I haven't making temple unclean. He has been on a street with someone. He didn't send the pagan to temple. He was talking on a street. But then he continues what is in this text. However, I admit that I worship the God of our ancestors as a follower of my way, which they call a sect. I believe everything that is in accordance with the law and that is written in the prophets. He is confessing his faith. There is three parts where he is believing. And then why? Because he says, because I have the same hope in God as the men themselves. that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. This is very timely topic, this God, Paul's confession. He starts first that he believes what God's word says. He believes everything what is told in laws and in the prophets. So Jesus also says that he is not coming to fulfill the law. Paul, who was highly educated in theology, he was sent to as a young boy to Jerusalem's academy, rabbin school, where he was learning in the feet of Rabbi Gamaliel, and he knew all the scriptures. You could see of it. Yeah, Paul was trying to be God acceptable by fulfilling the law, and was against believers. But when he turned, he don't stop wondering the grace of God, even in his own portion. In his speech, he repeat what is written, or in this way it's written. He refers Old Testament all the time. In that time there were no New Testament. He was based his speaking to the Bible. When he was in his first mission trip, and he was speaking in synagogue, he thoroughly goes through Old Testament's events and the life of Israelites. And then he was talking about how Jesus is going to born and how his life is going to be and the resurrection. And then he's preaching the gospel. Men, dear brothers, you need to know that you are being announced to forgiveness of sins. And he was telling to this governor that he hasn't find anything new, but he is based his talking to or already written words, God's word. There's several example of this. You remember the bookkeeper of this man is asking what is it? Based on the scriptures, he proclaimed the gospel to the man, not from his own mind. This is good to remember in these times that God's word is not changing, it's stable. The scientific truth is changing, but God's word stays. People can't change it. Even there's a lot of people deciding that we change it, but we don't have authority to do it. If we are trying to do any changes, we need to have authority, but we don't have it. We can't add or take anything off from God's words. This is very safe perspective to our world. We don't need to find anything new. Many times people are saying that the God's word is old-fashioned. There is old society, but the one thing what is not changing is that how God saved people. Even our church says that that all the teaching at church has to be evaluated according to God's holy word. We don't need to find anything new. This was a great thing to Apostle Paul. Many times is taught how the sense and faith are in contradiction. They are not opposite to each other, but faith and unfaith is. Paul has a lot of knowledge, but it was under the faith. And this knowledge was serving the God's word. Trouble where God's word has been a great thing. Even Prophet Isaiah was talking about unchanging God's word. Then this another part in Paul's confession. And I have the same hope in God as these men themselves have, that there will be the resurrection of both the righteous and wicked. And that is the reason why he wants to walk this way. He knows that the life is going to end. The time is going fast. That you are surprised that the year has passed so quickly. And when you are old, you don't even wait the time call, and it feels like it's going more quickly. It's the life is short, and what is important in this? I hope and wait that God awakens both the righteous and the wicked. We have eternal hope of eternal life. Paul writes about this many times, among other things, the book of Romans. In the fifth chapter, he writes, rights of the hope of getting to the brightness of God in heaven. He also talked about this to Titus when he was talking about the importance of grace of God. We don't believe for this time. Even we say that the good conscience is a part of the heaven on earth, we are not afraid. We know we are living in a restless life. It's good to remember that God's word stays, it's durable. We have hope of eternal life. Even in this world, between the nations, nothing happens without God's allowance. Many times we are worried of worse events, but we don't need to be afraid. We can be safe, as the motto of this service says. Then this third part. So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. This oldest translation says that it was Paul good practicing in faith. He wrote to Timotheus that my death is coming near, that I have done a good endeavor. And he was writing to Philippians. Even he was a prisoner, he was the letter was happy. Where was it based on? Was he so well managed in his faith and endeavor? He many times worried that he finds someone doing what he doesn't want to do. And it is said to him that the grace is sufficient. He heard about rows in one congregation, and he wrote a letter to this congregation that he thanked of the good grace of God which has met those people. He wrote the grace of God in the middle of the letter, and after that he goes to the concrete things, and always he's returning to this basic matter. And he's saying in the 15th verse, dear brother, he's talking about gospel, what they have believed, and through that they are coming, blessed, as He has experienced that forgiveness affect that you want to endeavor with a good conscience. And in it, interesting how in a same way the apostles talk about the same thing. Peter, at the end of the second chapter, he's talking of he was wondering why Jesus is not coming, even he said he is coming soon. So people's life are short, and we are waiting the new heavens and new earth. He asked them to be ready and read. He asked them to use the grace of God. And Paul also confirmed that God's grace affects. He's saying that, isn't it what if you are getting all forgiven, isn't it that you want to, you are doing whatever you want and you ask the forgiveness, but God's grace doesn't affect like that. It helps us to endeavor against sin and put it aside. Also, the sense of sin is a curse word. It's not any mechanical thing. Always, when you regret your sins, you get the grace. And disciples were asking sometimes that when, how many times we need to forgive? Isn't it 70 times enough? But but he was teaching that they should forgive anytime someone regrets. And when Lord said this, the disciples were asking Lord, give us more faith. Gospel is a wonderful thing. Long time ago, more than 90 years ago, in Rovaniemi Big Services, Väinö Havas was talking. He was describing the grace of God. He was saying it's not like a white paint which covers everything when it's put on top of the dark surface. It's much more. It's a living water, crystal clear, which cleanses the heart, flush all the waste out. That means forgiveness. When everything is forgiven, there's nothing left. When many times we have experienced when we have been at services, listening to the word of God, word of gospel, we have been experienced the great Lord. We have wanted to put away the sin we have in our conscience. That Paul wanted to tell that That was his teaching. He hasn't invented any new thing, but he bases talking what is written before. And we can believe in that way also today. We don't need to go astray or look something else, but we can be happy with this. And shortly of Paul, how it continues. When he was in Caesarea, the governor was questioning him. So, couple of times he met him, and he wanted bribe from Paul, and then the covenant changed, and they were going to court again. And when the Paul asked Caesar, he was sent somewhere else by boat. And it lasted long time, and they were coming to Rome. There is not much writing of him being in Rome. What has said of him at the end is good to know. He continued work of gospel. He was in a rented house or tied to some house. Paul was living in a rented house and was talking to everyone who wanted to listen, and he proclaimed God's gospel and was teaching of Jesus. What is Jesus? Openly, without anyone trying to stop him. Paul also talked about God's congregation a lot, and so did Jesus. Most of his parables are talking about God's kingdom. If you look at how the Book of Apostles starts, is related to this Paul's teaching. They are written to Theophilus by Luke. There's a great commission where the Luke is refrain. It's interesting that the end of the and the start of Book of Acts speak about the same thing. Dear listeners, this Paul's confession brings us safe and view. We can believe in the same way as he was believing long time ago, unchanging and undrowning God's word. We can own eternal gospel. So we can believe all our sins forgiven. It means that into our own part. So good listener, you can personally own this. You can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. That it was Paul was asked to lean. That is what how we can live in here and how live from here and he was we live this time. God has meant us to be born to this time and not 15th century or earlier. Our task is to live this time. Our time is to live is coming in terms. And there is only one thing important. If our sins are forgiven and we have peace with God, that we have that there is no other things important things that our sins are forgiven. You can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood that carries us. Can I also believe my sins forgiven? In this way, I want to believe in Jesus' name. Amen.